More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have you with us. Today in Waukesha, members of SC Waukesha will play an exhibition soccer game at Saratoga Park. That wouldn't normally be enough to attract a lot of attention outside the friends and family members of the players themselves, but this match will look a lot different than the dozens of other soccer games played around Southeast Wisconsin on any given afternoon. That's because the first half of the game will be played according to the sport's 1863 rules. The match commemorates what is believed to be the first soccer game ever played in the United States, which happened on this date in 1866 on that very spot in Waukesha. Eric Anderson is the publisher of Wisconsin Soccer Central and co-founder of the Wisconsin Soccer Historical Society, which recently uncovered details of that historic occasion. Anderson tells Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke what we know about the game that was played on this date 146 years ago.
Well, we know there were a lot of people on the field. It was 22 versus 25. 22 college players from Carroll College against 25 from what was then the village of Waukesha. It was probably a pretty big field.
It would have to be rules, for so many people.
Yeah, the rules at the time said that the maximum width was 100 yards and the maximum length was 200 yards, which is quite a bit bigger than your standard soccer field that we would play on today. Boy, what else do we know about it? That's the thing. We know that Carroll won. We know it was, if I may go back to the recap in the Waukesha Freeman, it was 5-2, Carroll, and it was the whole game was well contested and lasted nearly an hour and a half. So, the details are a little slim.
Well, it was referred to as football in the Waukesha Freeman, and I gather football referred to a variety of different sports in those days, as it does today in some parts of the world. Why do we know that what was played most closely resembled the soccer of today versus rugby or anything else?
Well, they apparently were played under the 1863 London FA rules of football versus, be it a rugby code, or there was another popular game at the time was the Eton, I think I'm pronouncing that right, the Eton game, which is kind of more like American football, kind of a combination. But you're absolutely right. There were a lot of hybrids, and that's what makes it difficult to pin down one game as the first. Everything was, there were a lot of games being played under various different codes and rules, and it does make it challenging. And in my research here, talking to historians who delve into these topics much, much deeper than I have, that's a big problem, is just the words. And, the word football, meaning the game that we in the United States tend to call soccer, football being the terminology in England, and then us having our own football. And I think that's the big difference in as far as, trying to get to the bottom of exactly who played what.
Well, and as you say, it was played according to the Football Association rules from 1863. And I gather there were some significant similarities in that game to the game that is played today.
Yeah. I was pretty impressed. I would say about half the rules look about roughly the same. The goals were 8 yards apart, and you couldn't trick people or kick people or push people over. You couldn't use your hands to throw the ball. You couldn't put the ball up off the ground. So in that sense, yes, there were things that would probably be somewhat similar to soccer today. But there also were a lot of things that were a heck of a lot different. And I'd be interested to kind of see soccer players of today, their reactions to some of the rules that were in existence back then.
Well, and so aside from the fact that there were, I think if I add this up correctly, something over 40 players on the field, and the field itself was much larger, how else was it different?
Well, first of all, I think the two biggest things that stood out to me were, number one, the goals did not, they weren't the goals that we would think about. They were actually posts. No crossbar connecting them. And actually, in the rules, it says two posts 8 yards wide with no bar or tape or anything across the top of them. And you could score a goal kicking the ball, 20 feet in the air as long as you were between those two posts. So if you think about it that way, that's almost, field goal-ish or extra point-ish, looking into American football. So you kind of see a little correlation between those two. Another thing, and again, this does tie back to American football as well, was the existence of something called a fair catch. Any player on either team could grab the ball if it was in the air, and as long as they marked a spot in the grass with his heel when he came down with the ball, your team would get a free kick. And, I mean, obviously that would be something that, you know, we're not really used to seeing in today's soccer that we play.
Now, I gather it comes as kind of a surprise to some sports historians that this match would have been played as far west as Waukesha.
Yes, absolutely. Roger Alloway, who was the historian for the National Soccer Hall of Fame, who I spoke with extensively for this story, he was very surprised, too, when it was this far west. He would have expected it to be, you know, farther east, be it New York, I think would be probably the main place that many people would have expected it to be. Connecticut, a game was played. There are reports of a game 9 days after this in Connecticut. There's one later in 1866 in November in Rhode Island. But for it to get this far west, there's no real great answer as to why that is. But yeah, it is, Roger referred to it as an anomaly in the historical record. It's just, and then there's not even, there are two games within 1 week. The town team challenged the Carroll boys to a rematch, which they won. So each team won a game. But then there's no record of any other games in Waukesha or in Wisconsin, you know, until 1879. So that's a good 13 years later. Now, you know, those are the records. Just because we don't have a record of it doesn't mean there weren't games played, but there weren't games that were recorded, at least none that can be found in between that period. So it's not like that was the beginning of something that was a continuous process. You know, it just seems like an anomaly. And exactly how they got these laws and why they started playing this game, you know, it's not referenced in the Waukesha Freeman articles, how they got them. You know, we came up with a couple of different potential scenarios. We worked with the people at Carroll to look at the available information on student registry at the time, which is surprisingly good for it being 146 years ago. But we couldn't find any Englishmen. We found someone from Canada, and we were wondering if maybe, you know, them being you know, coming from another country, if perhaps they had come through New York on their way here, maybe that was something. Someone took a trip to England, perhaps. You know, we just don't know. To me, the most logical explanation is that they got their hands on this dime book of cricket and football, which I reference in the story, and the library at Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut was kind enough to send me a copy of it. I found 27 copies of it in the U.S., and I tried looking. One of them is actually at UW-Eau Claire, but they were unable to locate it in their archives for me. So I was contacting each of these libraries across the country and trying to find it. So I did get my hands on it, and it's just fascinating reading. But that right now is my best guess, is that somebody got a hold of this book and said, hey, let's try playing this game.
So there's a ceremony and an exhibition game coming up this afternoon. I can't imagine it would have been easy to teach today's players or today's referees the 146-year-old version of the sport.
Yeah, we're not exactly sure how this is going to go off, to be quite honest. We're looking forward to it. It starts at 4:30 at Saratoga Park in Waukesha, and that is, by all accounts, the best, closest estimate of where, at least for sure, the second game between the teams were played. And we're pretty sure the first game was there, too. But we don't have that concretely confirmed yet. But Saratoga Park is roughly where the fairgrounds was, which is where the second game was. So we're going to do it out there. And we'd really like it to be an annual celebration of the game. And, you know, today is the 146th anniversary of this historic game that, you know, I don't know many people know about it. And so, yeah, we put together a little thing. Some of our friends from the Wisconsin Youth Soccer Association and SC Waukesha, a club in town, they were kind enough to get some players to come out. And you're correct, we're going to try to play one half using the 1863 London FA rules, and we'll see how that goes. If we have some fair catches and, you know, making sure that they mark the grass with the heels when they come down, and throw-ins have to be at a right angle. You can't throw it on any other angle or down the line. You need to throw it at a right angle. And the teams will have to trade sides after each goal scored. So it would be a lot different for them. But it should be fun, I'm hoping. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a sport, and it's supposed to be fun and entertaining. And so hopefully they have a good time. And like I said, our goal is that, you know, we can make this an annual event and you know, try to get the word out to people about this historic game that was played right here in Wisconsin. And that's the part that kind of through the whole process just kept flooring me was, you know, I know we're only as good as the information that we have. So, you know, were there soccer games played before this? Probably. But we don't know about them. The first one we know about was 146 years ago today in Waukesha. And I find that as a Wisconsin native and a soccer fan, and I find that fascinating, and I'm very excited and just it's been such a fun project to do. I'm very excited about celebrating that great event that, like I said, you know, nobody, I've talked to a lot of people in the soccer community who have been around for years and years, and this is the first they've ever heard of this. The nice people at the Carroll University Library, they had never heard of this. This is their team. This is a claim to fame for the university, and they had never heard of this. You know, the Waukesha County Museum, again, they helped us, and they had never heard of this either. So I'm guessing most of the people listening on the show have never heard of this before. So, you know, sometimes as a journalist, it just amazes me. There's all this information out there, and then, you know, I just went and dug it up and put it all together in this story. So I feel, you know, I feel good that I'm kind of, you know, making people aware of the great, rich history that we have here in Waukesha, in Wisconsin, when it comes to soccer.
Well, Eric Anderson, thank you for sharing this heretofore unknown story of soccer's origins in Wisconsin.
Thanks very much.
Eric Anderson is the owner and operator of Wisconsin Soccer Central, and he's the co-founder of the Wisconsin Soccer Historical Society. He talked with Mitch Tyke about what is believed to be the first soccer game ever played in the United States, which took place in Waukesha on this date in 1866. A ceremony and exhibition match commemorating the anniversary is scheduled for this afternoon at 4:30 at Saratoga Park in Waukesha. We'll take one last break and then meet the members of Fiasco Theater, who'll bring their unique take of Shakespeare's Cymbeline to Milwaukee this weekend. Stay tuned for that conversation and some wonderful songs when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.